This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I don't want you guys doubting my dedication to the profession. I am very dedicated to medicine. I can't tell you how many endless, sleepless days and nights I spent helping people for free. I still work for free doing so much. I think I have put in my dues, so cut me some slack. Which is why I didn't swallow Lego heads for science. But a couple doctors did. So apparently, kids swallow pretty much everything. As we know, little Legos are notorious for kids wanting to swallow them. And a group of researchers in the UK decided to do an experiment to find out what happens when you do swallow a Lego figurine head. And the pediatricians used themselves as guinea pigs and published the results in the journal Pediatrics and Child Health. For the study, each pediatrician swallowed a Lego head. Then the individuals took pre-study measurements of their bowel habits, which they called the stool hardness and transit score. Each pediatrician then ingested a Lego and waited to see when it would come back out, or if the happy face expression turned into a sad face. That was measured with the found and retrieved time score, better known as FART. Found and retrieved time, F-A-R-T score. This involves some careful checking of their poop every day. The researchers found that on average, the time to pass the Lego head was 1.71 days. No one had any complications during the study, although one person never found his Lego head. This will reassure parents, and the authors advocate that no parent should be expected to search through their child's feces to prove object retrieval. I disagree. But, all right. Now, they say this is actually pretty standard advice when it comes to kids swallowing small, blunt objects, according to Charles Shubin, a board-certified pediatrician with Mercy Medical Center. However, you do want to closely monitor your children if you notice one down to Lego, coin, or anything else swallowable. That isn't sharp. First, you're worried about a foreign body stuck in the airway, they could choke, etc. But if your child doesn't seem to be bothered by what was swallowed, you're probably okay to just watch and wait. At this point, you can relax because Legos are not sharp, pointy objects. And they're unlikely to obstruct their GI tract. When the object makes it through your child's stomach, it'll pass through and come out with their poop. Okay, here's the thing. All right, let me finish what they say, and then they say, if you're concerned, call your child's pediatrician, who will likely recommend that you just watch and wait. Legos will not show up on x-ray, and they should keep moving, so there's not much you can do. However, if your child starts to develop GI discomfort, like stomach pains, or has trouble defecating, you'll want to take the child to the doctor and mention that the kid recently swallowed a Lego. Doctors will usually then have the child swallow barium to see if they can spot any blockages on the x-ray. So barium is a contrast that shows up really well on x-ray. So if you see a flow and then all of a sudden you see a dark spot and a flow around that dark spot, you know that's where the obstruction is. If the Lego is in the upper GI tract, the doctor will likely put a tube down your child's throat and try to retrieve it. If it's stuck in the stomach, that's an easy one. If it's stuck in the colon, then the child has to have a colonoscopy. The worst part is if it gets stuck in the small intestine. That could be bad. They say overall prevention is key. Don't trust the kids. Can't take your eyes off them for a second. So here's my problem with this, okay? There are sometimes sharp plastic edges on these things. I love Legos. I am a big fan. But there are corners to them. There are little areas, and areas that could suck up some of the tissue. I don't think it's 100% benign. And again, these were tested in adults who, you know, have probably swallowed forks before. I dig what the pediatricians did, and I agree with them. For the most part, it's fine. But the idea that, all right, you know what, you don't even have to take the kid to the doctor, just watch and wait until the kid has a problem, I'm a little nervous with that. You know, personally, if I was the pediatrician or the family doc, I would be like, look, let me see him. Let me listen to the bowel sounds. Let me examine the abdomen, see if he's starting to have any tender points. Okay? And many times we, depending on the object, we would take an x-ray just to see. You can pick up some plastic. You can pick up a shadow. But I don't do the x-ray so much to find the foreign body. I do the x-ray to see if I can start seeing obstruction. A change in bowel gas on the x-ray. Now, I get why the doctors did this, and bless them for doing so. You don't want parents wasting money or time to run to the doctor when the child doesn't necessarily have to go to the doctor. The child's going to poop it out. You also don't want to put a kid through unnecessary radiation and unnecessary x-ray if they don't have to. But on the flip side, one thing I notice in my career is when parents make a big deal and a doctor makes a big deal about something happening, the child seems to do it less often. You know, this idea, oh, you swallowed something, all right, don't do it again, and then go about your day, I think the child will do it again. But the child had to go to the doctor. The doctor had to talk to the child. The doctor had to examine the tummy. I mean, me as a kid, when I had to go to the doctor, and I did not like going to the doctor, I liked one of my pediatricians, but we moved a lot. I was like, oh, I do not want to go to the doctor if I don't have to. So I'm not going to do stupid. And so sometimes that whole process of going in and being seen, you know, and getting examined, you know, because, you know, something, they did something not right, isn't so much a punishment, but it's a learning, tool. And it's a, experience. And so, you know, yeah, you could swallow a nickel and probably be fine. You could swallow a penny and probably be fine. But you also want the kids to know that it's a big deal. You don't want to scare them. But because if a kid does swallow a little magnet, and if they're like, oh, mom's not going to care, no, you tell mom. Mom needs to know. It's pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, they're saying climate change. It's going to hurt our health. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon strong choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we start, we have another Southwest Airlines broken window. Southwest airline plane suffered a cracked windshield during a flight on Wednesday night. The outer pane of Southwest Flight 718's left side cockpit cracked as the jet was making its descent, but the plane did land safely, thank heavens, at Kansas City. No emergency was declared. The aircraft had flown from Reagan International Airport in D.C. and taken out of service for a routine window repair. Is it just me, or is this the third time they've had a window issue? The Kansas City Aviation Department said the flight landed just after 6:30 p.m. with 117 people on board. Kansas City airport officials said it was unclear why the glass broke, but stressed that aircraft windows were designed with multiple layers and the cockpit window remained completely intact. So the aircraft is now taken out of service. Am I wrong? Is this the third Southwest Airlines window issue? There was the one where the woman got sucked out the window and so probably died because she either suffered a pneumothorax or a aortic dissection from all the pressure. Then there was a cockpit about a week or two later, a cockpit window that I thought cracked. And now this one. So my diagnosis is the windows that maybe they have fitted with the planes. Maybe their newer planes are cheap. Get some better windows. Now, some would say, well, Dr. Dahlia, these are planes from the 70s and 80s. The windows haven't changed. It's the climate. All right, well, maybe. Let's look at this climate change report. According to CNN, climate change is already here, and heat waves are having the biggest effect. They say more people than ever are vulnerable to heat exposure globally, and the numbers are rising. That's according to the Lancet Countdown on Health and Climate Change. It comes days after the climate reports from the U.S. government and the United Nations said that greater action on climate change is needed. What the hell are we supposed to do? This is planet and sun and solar systems type stuff. What? I mean, what am I supposed to do? I know they want us all to quit farting, but, I mean, you have to. If they're going to blame this on my farts, I'm going to have to talk to the scientists, okay? Because this is ridiculous. They say older people in Europe and Eastern Mediterranean are most vulnerable because of larger aging and urban populations there. They say the latest report estimates that 42% of over 65ers in Europe and 43% of the Eastern Mediterranean are already vulnerable to heat exposure. 38% of this group is vulnerable in Africa and 34% in Asia. The report identified present-day changes impacting public health, including lower productivity, decreased crop yields, spread of diseases like dengue and cholera. And researchers from 27 global institutions, including universities and research centers, and the UN, who put together the study. They say present changes in heat waves and labor capacity provide an early warning of the compounded and overwhelming impact on public health. What is expected if temperatures continue to rise? So, vulnerable people. Well, vulnerable people. Why are you vulnerable? Well, it could be heat stroke. Could also be vector-borne diseases like mosquitoes. You know, the hotter it gets, the warmer it gets, the more mosquitoes we get. Ticks, fleas, like Lyme disease, West Nile virus. They say this has been tripling since the year 2004 and 2016. Dr. Nick Watts, executive director of the Lancet Countdown, stressed this is not something that's happening in 2050, but something we're seeing today. I guess this is second in a series. There was a report last year that analyzed 41 indicators tracking the link between climate change and areas of five areas. Climate change, resilience for health, mitigation actions, finance, and public engagement. So, what are we supposed to do? Now, they're talking about maybe coal phase-outs, cleaner, healthier transportation methods. Okay. But they say coal usage tends to be at 20% of 2010 usage. And levels by 2040 are going to meet targets. So are we seeing a change when we're decreasing our coal? You know, I'm pro protecting the environment. Don't get me wrong. I love the environment. I don't want plastics polluting our waters. I want our fish flourishing. I want our animals flourishing. I want our kids flourishing. But technology is here. Transportation is here. We're going to later fly in the skies. You're telling us that's not going to affect climate change? I mean, if they're saying our cars on the ground are affecting climate change, what about the cars in the sky? Well, they'll be electric cars. Well, I don't know. I think we're leaving carbon footprints doing all that stuff. And I just think that it's a higher power than us controlling this. Just fly over the Grand Canyon. Fly over when you're coming to Vegas. You just see dry, dry desert. and you see canyons that are thousands of years old that were made from running water that used to exist there. And those changes happened way before Las Vegas became a city and a lot of this modernization happened. I just think parts of the world are going to become more desert. Other parts of the world are going to be more marsh. And I think on the whole, we are going to get warmer. Then there's going to be some change, and then it's going to get cold, and there'll be another ice age. But when they say, well, we need to do something now, I think we need to be really honest about what we want to do. If we want to avoid pollution, because we think pollution leads to early death, heart attacks, etc., I get you, then fine, say that. If we want to stop ruining our fish by throwing pharmaceuticals into our toilets, you know, or peeing out our birth control hormones, or throwing a plastic water bottle into a river, then say that. But when you give, when you say, well, we need to group together and do stuff for climate change, it's too broad a goal, and you don't have a lot of people on board. The best way to do anything, if you want to get, whether it's at work, whether it's anything in life, and maybe it's because of all my years with, you know, working with different corporations and doing what I've done, is you have to give somebody a bite-sized project that they could finish, complete, and be successful in. Yes, there could be long-term goals. And you could have that big long-term goal written on a whiteboard, you know, somewhere, and you know, in the room. But you have people and groups and employees and scientists or whatever work on their corner and do their piece and applaud them, right? Laud them for the good they've done and what they've done and show how that piece is helping the full puzzle. If converting plastics, you know, and starting to get, you know, we all went plastic because we were trying to save paper. Well, now we have too much plastic, and plastic doesn't help the environment. So now try to convert to more, you know, steel containers or more reusable. All right, let's start, we have to do sometimes one thing at a time, because when we do everything all at once, we have these unintended consequences. You know, we talked about, you know, California and banning all the plastic bags. Well, then we had in San Diego a hepatitis outbreak because the homeless people didn't have bags to poop in. They used these bags that people would throw out. They would use the plastic bags. They didn't have them. And then, unfortunately, that's what they had used to contain, you know, watertight their excrement. Same thing with the smoking. You know, we got people off tobacco. We've been doing a damn good job with our, you know, with our progress on getting people off tobacco. But instead, we have an obesity epidemic and we have a vaping epidemic. We very quickly started legalizing marijuana. We still continually are doing it. But now in unintended consequences, are we seeing now more STDs and foodborne illness because you have a lot of complacency? And if you take a look at the rise in STDs and the rise in foodborne illnesses has happened in the last few years, that seems to coalesce with the rise in marijuana use. It's very easy to study. Just have anybody who has an STD, right, take a drug test and see if they also have pot in their system. And if we see that the majority of these new cases are people that have both marijuana use and STD, then that, you know, we could see the correlation. So we need to be very careful. We say we got to do all this stuff like right now, because then other things unfortunately happen. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo. Only at BugAssault.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
The Department of Justice is sending more agents to the southern border after last weekend's clash between migrant caravan members and Border Patrol agents. Rodney Scott is the San Diego Border Patrol chief. He explains to Fox News how they're able to pick out the folks that are with the caravan.
One of the best ways we identify the caravan members is by their own admission. We do work with the government of Mexico and a lot of NGOs to try to get more evidence behind that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we are being told that France is going to reimburse citizens for condoms in an effort to help prevent STDs. France's Minister of Health, Agnès Buzyn, announced Tuesday that citizens can be reimbursed for Eden brand condoms, like Garden of Eden, if they have a prescription from a doctor or midwife. These French-made condoms appear cheaper than name-brand ones, such as Durex, according to the publication, and added that the condoms are the first to be approved for reimbursement by France's National Health Authority. The measure, which is announced days before World AIDS Day on December 1, is an effort to prevent the spread of HIV, AIDS, and other sexually transmitted diseases. They say nowadays we discover some 6,000 new HIV-positive cases every year, especially among young people, between 800 and 1,000 new cases among those under 25 who often use condoms for the first sexual experience but not the following ones. They say chlamydia and gonorrhea tripled in the country between 2012 and 2006. Marijuana has just become legalized as well. The policy sends a strong signal. I'm sorry, I just think there's a link. I think there's a link. The policy sends a strong signal that it is not a sex toy, but a real and indispensable prevention tool, the maker of Eden condoms, Marjorelle, said in response to the measure, according to AFP. I don't know what up. You know what? I'm going to look that up. What is condom? Condom? Let me see what... I think the French language is absolutely exquisite. Let me see what condom is in French. So, condomes, I think, is what we would say in Spanish. Sex in Spanish is relaciones. So, condom in French. Sorry. It is... preservatif. Preservatif. I don't know. I can't pronounce it right. They also call it la capote. Wait, la capote? Really? That's French? La capote. Okay, let me do it in Spanish. Hold on a second. Maybe I'm wrong. Spanish? Yeah, condom. Okay, condom. All right, that's condom in Spanish. Some people are probably wondering, why don't they just give out free condoms? Why this go and get reimbursed? Because do you guys see condom balloons everywhere like I do? When you give out free condoms, they get opened and they get played with and they get blown up. And then they decorate and adorn people's cars and houses. It's a waste. Now, giving out free condoms in America may be cutting back some STDs because somebody may say, okay, I'm going to keep it, which would be smart. There are some smart people that are going to keep it and use it for a rainy day. But the average kid's kind of stupid and wants to play with them. I mean, if I was younger and I remember I did an STD... discussion, a talk in class, in medical school, and one of my partners had opened up a condom, dried it off, and was passing it around the class. we had to have visual aids. And so he passed around a condom. He also passed around a Grey Poupon dirtied, applicator, cotton tip applicator. Looking like something that I had used when I was, going to the STD clinic as a actress, to show everybody how to get screened for STDs. My partners were kind of stupid, but that was the olden days where you could do humor that, might not have seemed as politically correct, these days. People play around with condoms. It's just something that they do. So this idea of getting reimbursed, and I got to be honest with you, as a doctor, it would have been really nice to just see the patient, get paid, and then have the patient go get reimbursed by the insurance company. It just, to me, would be a lot easier, increase access, lower cost, because now I don't have to bill insurance, I don't have to have people verify, just pay us and go get reimbursed by the insurance company. I really think that's an easier way to do things, but... I know patients don't like that because, but the insurance company may not pay us. I'm like, well, that's what happened with us. Doctors weren't getting paid by the insurance company either. All right, Mark Zuckerberg may have his name removed from San Francisco General Hospital after a city official claimed that Facebook does not serve the public interest anymore. Did it ever serve the public interest? Scandal hit Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg could have his name removed from San Francisco General Hospital after a city supervisor claimed that the company does not serve the public interest anymore, even though the tech giant gave $75 million to the hospital. Supervisor Aaron Peskin has now asked City Attorney Dennis Herrera to draft legislation to remove his name, following the Cambridge Analytica scandal and other controversies that have plagued Facebook boss. The removal of Zuckerberg's name would also change the way that the city names its public institutions. It's actually called the Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center. Now, Facebook's hiring, they said, of a Republican-affiliated firm to criticize and smear its appointments has come under scrutiny. I don't really know much about that or the Cambridge Analytica scandal. I know that there were issues with people's data being used and sold. And, you know, I don't know how these people make money. You know, I thought it was just by ads. But, you know, you have a platform that's generally free. You know, Facebook offers me something for free. But then you're like, no, there's got to be something in it. Somebody's making money somehow. So I thought it was the ads. I thought it was, you know, people, I just didn't have any idea. So Cambridge Analytica kind of led, you know, gave that to, brought that to light. But in terms of hiring firms, Facebook isn't generally a Republican-leaning company. So now people are upset. Lawmakers are going to allow the public 30 days to comment before the legislation is put to vote. If Zuckerberg's name is removed from the hospital, then it also throws into question his original donation. City officials are yet to decide what would happen to the money. Now, apparently he ticked off a lot of people. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Zuckerberg was supposed to go to the UK Houses of Parliament on November 27th, and he refused to appear, so the Facebook boss was, quote, empty-chaired. So he snubbed this meeting because nine countries wanted to grill him on the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And he refused to appear despite having been invited, and so people are already kind of grumpy. So all of a sudden, rather than he being a hero, people don't like him. But I want to go back to this. I don't really care about Facebook. I care about this idea of donations and having your name on hospitals. You see that all the time. And on one end, I kind of like it. I want people to donate. On the other end, you start to wonder, you know, you just kind of start to, I don't know, it could leave a bad taste in people's mouths. So here we have, you know, he donated $75 million. He has a right to have his name on something. You could have it on a ward, you could have it on a, but the whole hospital named after him. That just is a little creepy to me. The Zuckerberg, what's it called? The Zuckerberg San Francisco, Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center. Now mind you, $75 million is a lot of dough. But I just think San Francisco General, I think hospitals, you know, I just shouldn't have people's names on it. You know, it's like the Dahlia Hospital. People will think that's just where people go for STDs. I don't know. I just think, you know, to get people to donate, because there's a lot of wasteful spending, people like to see where the money's going. They like to see where it's being built. And so sometimes when it actually, you know, pays for the construction of a wing or a part of a center, that makes sense. It makes people want to donate more. People want their name on things, and that's what we need. We need private donations. We can't just rely on the government. But on the other end, having that ownership of something, just, you know, because you gave a donation also bothers me a little bit. It's just one of those things where it just doesn't, you know. So anyway, when we come back, going bald may soon be reversed. We'll talk about why. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So going bald may soon be reversed after scientists, according to Daily Mail, discover why hair growth stalls later in life. This comes from New York School of Medicine. And they say the cure for age-related hair loss may be in the pipeline. And they believe how to reverse the process of gradually going bald by successfully regrowing hair on wounded skin. Scientists at New York School of Medicine activated a pathway in the brain called sonic hedgehog. This pathway is very active while babies are in the womb and hair follicles are being formed, but then it stalls in aged or wounded skin.
Figures suggest that about 25% of men start to go bald by the time they're 25. Yeah, you know, you look at people that are like, you know, like Prince William. He started balding when he was only 22 years old. Still a good-looking guy, but, you know, women also can have hair loss. 40% of women have visible hair loss by the time they're 40, according to the American Academy of Dermatology. I told you, women go bald. A lot of them. So the study examined damaged skin in laboratory mice, and they focused on cells called fibroblasts. And these fibroblasts secrete collagen. Now, collagen is the protein that's responsible for maintaining the shape and the strength of skin and hair. We start to lose our elasticity when we lose our collagen. So researchers also focused on these fibroblasts because the cells are known to help direct some of the biological processes involved in healing. The fibroblasts recruit the collagen and secrete the collagen to help rebuild the skin. So the team, led by Dr. Mayumi Ito, activated the sonic hedgehog signaling pathway, which is used by cells to communicate with each other. I don't know what it sounds like. Beep, beep, maybe it sounds like that, I don't know. And by sparking the communication between these cells, hair regrowth was observed within 4 weeks in the mice. Hair roots and shaft structure started to appear after 9 weeks, according to the trial published in the journal Nature Communications. Scientists have until now assumed that scarring and collagen buildup damaged skin would never regrow hair. But now it's like, nope, maybe we can. So Dr. Ito said, now we know it's a signaling issue in cells that are very active as we develop in the womb, much less so in mature skin cells as we age. They say our results show that if we stimulate fibroblasts with the sonic hedgehog pathway, it could trigger hair growth not previously seen in wound healing. So anybody who had a burn, trauma, skin graft, you know, now some people will say, well, guys, you know, that's kind of a lot, much to do about, you know, who cares if you don't have hair? You know, then you don't have to shave. Hair is protective. We really underestimate the value of hair. Hair protects us from cancer, UV rays. Hair protects us from cold, from pathogens. Hair is very protective. And so not having it also allows moisture escape. So this is huge. You know, and there's a lot of men that lose their hair. I still think they look sexy. I think bald men are sexy. But, you know, there's a lot of people that there could be a definite demand for something like this. So, are there risks? Well, sometimes, as you would think, if something's signaling cells to grow and become active, you worry about cancer. So they're hoping that this doesn't do that. They're hoping if it's just fibroblasts, we're not looking at cancer. But they're only trying to affect fibroblasts located just beneath the skin surface. So they're not. So hopefully we're not going to, you know, be inducing liposarcomas or anything like that. So the doctor's goal is to identify likely drug targets for hair regrowth. Currently, licensed drugs can have adverse side effects. Minoxidil, an over-the-counter rub-on foam or lotion, works by increasing blood flow to the scalp. So it nourishes the hair follicles. And it does help about two-thirds of patients, men and women. However, many of them could have side effects like rapid heartbeats, swollen feet, stomach pains. And then men may use finasteride, and that works by blocking an enzyme that converts testosterone to hydrotestosterone. It's another hormone that could trigger baldness. And they find that that could trigger hair growth in about 80% of men. Unfortunately, some of these men get impotence. And there was also, I think, a study saying it was linked to prostate cancer. So, us trying to beautify ourselves could unfortunately come with risks. And so we need to be pretty cognizant of those, not get too excited, but still, interesting nonetheless. Valsartan is expanding their recall. Or Valsartan recall now expands to Mylan and Teva. Remember those a suspected carcinogen detected, right? And so apparently there's been other issues and other products brought to light. And the FDA has learned the problem is much broader. Well, we talked about that. There was a company, a pharmaceutical plant in China. And in their manufacturing process, they made NDEA and NDMA. N-nitrosodiethylamine and dimethylamine, which unfortunately are possibly carcinogenic in people and has shown to be carcinogenic in humans. So Mylan last week announced that it had found that in one of its plants in India, had one of its medications tainted, one of two probable carcinogens the FDA has been tracking. So they had to recall 15 lots of selected valsartan, including 7 lots of tablets, 6 lots of amlodipine-valsartan combo. Teva Pharmaceuticals is recalling to the patient level all lots because they also found, again, an issue with some of their... So my concern with this global recall is I think it's being underreported. I think there are many processing plants that might be using similar methods as the one in China did, meaning there could be a lot of medications that unfortunately have this byproduct. So I don't want anybody to panic if they're on their blood pressure medication. All right? Not all lots are being recalled. But if you are concerned and you're taking a blood pressure medication in the ARB class, you need to contact your pharmacy to see if it's going to be one included in the recall. Some people have asked, should I just change the class of medication? Well, that's tough. Not all classes of medication work the same way. But it might be something you want to think about if these recalls continue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study confirms that e-cigs damage your heart. E-cigs are not the safest thing out there. They may be safer than tobacco, but that doesn't mean they're 100% safe. Why? Because e-cigs reduce the amount of nitric oxide being produced, and that could likely cause heart damage. They say nearly 20% of middle and high school students have taken vaping. And in this latest study, they looked at, the University of Birmingham discovered that vaping liquid produces inflammatory cytokines. These could, over the course of decades, contribute to heart problems because they're inflammatory. Then, a recent study published in the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions confirms that it'll cause the endothelial cells to produce less nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide is this byproduct, and it's within the linings of the endothelium, and we use nitric oxide to vasodilate. This widens the blood vessels, allowing more blood flow to the heart muscle. So if you have less nitrous oxide, you'll have constricted blood flow. Constricted blood flow could put you at risk for cardiovascular damage. So Leela Mohammadi, the lead researcher on this latest study, and a postdoc fellow at UCSF, notes that vaping is not much safer than cigarettes. We show that blood serum from electronic cigarette users has harmful effects that are similar to that of tobacco cigarettes. And it makes sense. Anything you smoke or try to put in your system, whether it's a chemical, whether it's tobacco, nicotine, tar, whatever, could cause very similar changes. I still think cigarette smoke is worse. But, you know, what the hell are you switching yourselves to? You got to get off all of it. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.